Well, thank you for returning to segment two of program two of The Bigger Picture. This is number two of the five programs that will run in September. The program is titled The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. I've been mostly discussing Fonnie Willis, DA of Fulton County, and her, I think, patently dangerous actions in trying to destroy the career, I think, an intentional desire to destroy the lives, physically, of two older, really good men to whom she could not hold a candle. But we're going to set her aside for a while in the second segment. Let's talk about the real target of all that's going on. Everything that's happening has a tip of the spear, and that is the Christian faith. Christianity is the ultimate target of the globalists, the DNC, the Democrats, and all their operatives like the media, Hollywood, DOJ, the current executive branch in D.C., and those loose cannons like Fonnie Willis, who openly telegraph her intentions without shame or guilt. She knows she is sacrosanct, or thinks she is, and protected, because she is Democrat, black, and female. She's doing a lot of damage. There's a great man in this country who's written a lot of books. I really like him. I've talked about him on previous shows. His name is David Horowitz. And what I'm going to do is read from the inside cover of David Horowitz's book, Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy. And I want to read that again. The War to Destroy Christian America, printed in 2019. I'm reading that to the most powerful woman in the world right now, Cindy, who loves this book. She really does. And then we're going to go on to pick up his two more recent books, which deal with really just the same subject, the ultimate destruction of America by the Democrats and the globalists, et cetera, et cetera. But listen to this. Hear what is on the jacket of this book so that you might be enticed to go pick it up and read it. The book's title is Dark Agenda, and it's an extraordinary look into the left's calculated efforts to create a godless, heathen American society and how these efforts must be stopped. It's written by David Horowitz. He's a Jew, a New York Times best-selling author and leading conservative thinker, formerly liberal, my words. Horowitz warns that the rising attacks on Christians and their beliefs threaten all Americans, including Jews like himself and Dennis Prager, great guy on this station. The liberal establishment and their radical allies envision a new millennium in which, hear this, Christianity is banned. Not hyperbole, that's their intent. Horowitz makes this argument. He says that Judeo-Christian values are at the very root of America's democracy. Kill off such values, all of our freedoms will perish. In Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America, Horowitz examines how our elites, increasingly secular and atheist, are pushing a radical agenda, like Fonnie Willis. Now the left trashes American doctrines critical to the American Republic, much like radical Islam, has a war on infidel cultures like ours. I've lived amongst those people, and they're dangerous. Why the left fights to keep prayer and religion out of public schools like Earl Warren and his court did in June 1982 and continued by their operatives with vengeance. And now how those efforts fly in the face of the founding father Thomas Jefferson's real intentions. How fanatical liberals help create the religious right by targeting evangelicals and believing Catholics and other conservatives. And you know what? That turns out to be a good thing. I was at the first Moral Majority Conference in Virginia Beach when Pat Robertson did it. I'm sorry, not Moral Majority. That was Jerry Falwell, but I attended one of those also. But I was at the first political Christian conference in the early 90s that Pat Robertson sponsored at CBN. Then the next year it was the Hilton Hotel in Washington. But that was in response to this nonsense of targeting evangelicals and believing Catholics and other conservatives has been going on for many, many decades now. Also on the fly, on the cover of this book is this statement, how Barack Obama's ultra-liberal agenda galvanized the anti-God, anti-religious left, and that man has done more damage than you can imagine. The violent and shocking manifesto of Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger, who advocated the use of dynamite to promote revolutionary solidarity. This book is filled with stories that demonstrate the mind-numbing reasons behind the secular left's smug. And boy, you look at MSNBC or CNN, which I don't do very often, but I did fly a lot of them around, and oh, they are smug. A smug disdain for Christianity. Horowitz traces the history of religious liberty from the founding fathers right up till now. He shows how the founding fathers put aside their own skepticisms about God and religion to write the Declaration of Independence, which is a very godly document, in my humble opinion. Today, he writes, Donald Trump's genuine love for his country has galvanized Christians to fight the secular war raged against them, as the president has become a lightning rod for the radical left. Pay attention to that. Donald Trump is the tip of our spear, and yet we have feminized idiots like Mike Pence saying, well, you know, I received my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mike Pence, you can't convince me that you know anything because your actions are actually against what clearly God is doing right now and wills to do. He doesn't want you to be president of the United States. You don't have the faculty, the moral base, or the male spine. You've already demonstrated your inadequacy, my friend. And even a good man like Governor Ron DeSantis, to whose personal secretary I handed a letter a month or so ago asking him, not that I'm important, I had an encounter with him a couple of years ago, so he had a personality of a pine cone, but I had an encounter with him. He has a copy of my book. I'm sure he didn't read it, but he is an important person. It just so happens that I used to fly a man who is a good friend of his, and I took a copy of that letter to that friend also to let him know that I didn't think that our good governor even was up to the challenge. Folks, it's all about Donald Trump, as Mr. Horowitz is being quoted here on the fly, on the cover of his book. He is the lightning rod, and we need to stand up with him. David Horowitz's powerful new book brings vital insights into the war against Christianity and names the global radicals, the leftist Democrats, and the money-hungry fat cats of Hollywood and Wall Street that are responsible for this mess. Finally, a clear and sensible American voice, one that is not Christian but Jewish, stands up to the twisted rantings of those who want to tear down faith and the bedrock of American values. Folks, I hope you'll come back to segment three as we consider this, continue to consider this attack on Christianity, which is the foundation of our nation and is the reason for the turmoil in which we find ourselves. God bless you. I'll see you in segment three.